101.3 WIBD AM 1470, classic Jim Croce and Bad Bad Leroy Brown. I still maintain underappreciated as a 70s artist, possibly because we lost him way too soon. But so many great songs, such a great songwriter, too. And we are joined now on the phone by our friend Hannah from the West Bend Public Library. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm glad you're just switching to me now because I caught myself singing along. It's so great.
It is. And I've got a box set at home of Jim Croce songs and with some really good stuff on there and just really clever lyrics and so on and so forth. Rapid Roy, the Stock Car Boy. Remember that one?
Oh, yeah.
And Speedball Tucker, but the race car driver. Good stuff. Good stuff. So let's talk about what's going on at the West Bend Public Library. Virtual summer reading, because we're all still trying to be as safe as we can be.
We definitely are at the library trying to do our best there. And we spent some time, actually almost a month, working on setting up an online challenge. So the website is called Beanstack, kind of like Jack and the Beanstalk, but a stack of books. And you go to westbendlibrary.beanstack.org, or you download the Beanstack app on your smartphone, and you can sign up yourself if you're an adult. There's an adult reading challenge you can participate in where it works the same as in years past, where you read one book and you get one entry into a grand prize drawing. And then we've got the reading program for kids, where it's just like usual. They track minutes, and there are different activities they can do to earn prizes and badges, and really to feel good about themselves and practice, keep their reading skills up over the summer.
Badges. We don't need no stinking badges.
We don't need no. I know. I kept thinking about that.
So, but they're nice to have, right?
Yeah. So, you know, I enjoyed them, and I just make them, not earn them. So.
There you go. So.
I had a lot of fun putting it together, and there's also for the 11 to 18 crowd, there's a virtual summer volunteer program.
Okay.
So you sign up on Beanstack and complete some different activities to earn volunteer hours from home, which is pretty cool.
Ah, okay. And how long does that program run?
That'll be going on. You can sign up now. All the information's on our website, but you can sign up and keep logging until July 31st.
Okay. All right. And then you've also got some craft projects, even though we're not, you know, we're not doing crafts in the library at this point. There's some grab-and-go craft options.
There are some grab-and-go craft options, and we're posting them on the website as well if there's something that you can do at home. I think this week we've got we do a story time craft for teens, or for teens, for the littler crowd who would usually come to story time and do a craft. You can come in and grab a craft kit, take it home. There's also for a kind of elementary crowd, we've got a STEM extension activity. So you take the instructions and the supplies home and work on it and build your science, technology, engineering, and math skills. And then I've got just something fun for teens every week. I was having a good time coming up with some craft ideas. So this week, they're what they call QB crafts. So they look, you print them out on cardstock. And then you take them home, cut out like a character like Spider-Man, or who else do I have out there right now? I have a Snorlax if you're into Pokemon, a Minecraft creeper, a couple of other designs. You just take it home, and there's no tape or glue involved, just cutting out the shape and folding it into the correct 3D. So you get a standee figurine of a character of your choosing. It's pretty cool.
Tab A into connection B, that kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly. It's
gotcha.
You know, definitely not for the younger crowd because it's kind of difficult. But we're also doing adult crafts that you can head up to the reference desk and pick up an adult craft.
Oh, okay.
Every so often as well. So stay tuned for more details. I think she's doing those every other week because they're a little bit more involved. But
fun.
But we've got the guessing contest like usual. We've got the family scavenger hunt like usual. Story times are moving on to Zoom. So if you're interested in attending a Zoom story time, you can email Terica and she will get you all set up with that. And we are doing virtual programs on Zoom or Facebook Live. It's a little bit different depending on how the performer asked for it to be set up. So
sure.
Different stuff every week starting next week.
All right. And also, tell us about the Story Walk.
Oh, the Story Walk is really cool. So basically, it's a concept I've seen other places, so it's something you might be familiar with. Essentially, you start at the beginning of the book at the front of the library, and you follow these, they're laminated book pages that are mounted on posts, so kind of like yard signs, and you follow the sidewalk around the library and through the park to get a story out of it, which is a really fun idea, I think, and I think it turned out really cool. I know Terica put a lot of work into that, and I'm hoping we can do it more often because it's a very cool thing.
Ah, cool.
And there's some other activities that go along with the story as well. So if you're looking to stay outside with the kids, we should have some good weather, hopefully for the rest of the week for that.
Yeah, gonna be a little warm, but not bad. And so you know what you're missing. You're not no ice cream social.
I know. There was just really, really no way to pull that off.
No. So, hey, guess what? I'm back to reading it again.
Oh boy! You've been quarantined that long, huh?
Yeah, exactly. I finished the other a couple of other books, and I'm like, before I start anything else, let's make another run at it.
It's a long one.
I know, but someday I will once again finish it.
Well, the library had, when we closed, it was like, oh, everything's due June 1st. So I just made out like a bandit with movies. And then, of course, the last week of May came along and I was like, oh, I should probably watch some of these.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. Watch anything good?
You know, some better than others. I really liked Blinded by the Light. Have you seen that one?
No.
It's the story of a young man growing up in England who discovers Bruce Springsteen.
Okay.
But in the 80s, so kind of, his friends are all listening to, you know, synth pop and stuff. And he's like, you guys got to check out Bruce Springsteen. And people kind of tease him for it. But it ends up having a very positive effect on his life. And, of course, the soundtrack is phenomenal.
Interesting. Interesting.
So that was fun. I enjoyed that one a lot.
I have one of my best friends from college was a huge Springsteen fan, and actually finally through his career finally got to meet him, and I'm sure that was probably the biggest moment in his life.
Wow, I can only imagine. The boss.
Yeah, exactly. And then I look, and he posted the picture, and he met him years and years and years ago. Before selfie cameras, right? So it's not even a particularly good picture of them, but it's like, but there you are. It's you and Springsteen, and there it is. So
I love that. That's awesome. So
I have the Doom Patrol on DVD coming in the mail today.
Ooh!
From the DC Universe series. So
sure.
Looking forward to watching that. I've watched Titans three times now, and I decided I needed Doom Patrol. So, all right.
That sounds like a good plan.
Yeah. So hours have been adjusted for the West Bend Public Library. Let's remind people of what the hours are.
Yeah, the hours are currently Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. I actually just got an email earlier this morning, about 2 hours ago, that starting on June 27th, we'll be open from 9 to 1 on Saturday, but we will, of course, be closed for the 4th of July. So
sure.
Saturday hours are coming.
All right. Sounds
good. And, the other thing I want to mention is
yes.
If you do return something to the library, we're quarantining it for 3 days, so it won't come off your account right away. Don't panic. If you return something on the due date, we'll backdate it for you so that you won't get any fines or anything like that.
Ah, gotcha. Gotcha. And, of course, easy to return books by using the book drop back in the back or by the book drop out in front.
Absolutely. And we actually kind of prefer that because that makes it easier to quarantine than coming into the up to the desk and handing it to somebody.
Right. All right. Well, we will talk to you next week then. And in the meantime, stay cool and good luck with the allergies to you and everybody else
Thank
out there.
You. Yeah, it's been rough. If you do miss me and want to hear me before then, the new episode of the podcast just went up yesterday. That's Pager. We're also on Facebook and Instagram, and I'll be at the desk on Friday. Stop by and see me.
All right, great. Thanks, Hannah.
Thank you. Have a great week.
Bye-bye.